sorrow, the little one wept. His face puckered, the tears leapt from his eyes, his mouth opened till they could see a square black hole. At first he was a silent effigy of sorrow, but then the lamentation rose out of him, loud and sustained as the conch.
"Shut up, you! Shut up!"
Percival Wemyss Madison would not shut up. A spring had been tapped, far beyond the reach of authority or even physical intimidation. The crying went on, breath after breath, and seemed to sustain him upright, as if he were nailed to it.
"Shut up! Shut up!"
For now, the Littlins were no longer silent. They were reminded of their personal sorrows, and perhaps felt themselves to share in a sorrow that was universal. They began to cry in sympathy, two of them almost as loud as Percival. Maurice saved them. He cried out,
"Look at me!"
He pretended to fall over. He rubbed his rump and sat on the twister so that he fell in the grass. He clowned badly, but Percival and the others noticed and sniffed and laughed. Presently, they were all laughing so absurdly that the Biggins joined in. Jack was the first to make himself heard. He had not got the conch and thus spoke against the rules, but nobody minded.
"And what about the beast?"
"Hey, Jack is speaking without the conch, and nobody minds. That's a pretty big deal, I think. Usually the boys are very careful about obeying the rule of the conch. The fact that they're ignoring it now is a major sign that their little world is coming apart. The youngest boys on the island certainly seem out of control right now. They're all crying because they miss their parents and they're scared of the beast. What do you think about the beast? Is it real? Or is it perhaps a symbol of something else the boys fear? Something that's not so easy to understand or put a finger on. Let's keep reading on page 87 near the bottom, where it says, something strange was happening."
Something strange was happening to Percival. He yawned and staggered, so that Jack seized and shook him.
"Where does the beast live?"
Percival sagged in Jack's grip.
"That's a clever beast," said Piggy jeering, "if it can hide on this island. Jack's been everywhere. Where could a beast live?"
"Beast my foot."
Percival muttered something, and the assembly laughed again. Ralph leaned forward.
"What does he say?"